Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking drought and more with Jim Robb in just a moment.
I'm Todd Lamb. In the Secret Service, I learned it's important to have a plan. That's what's missing in Oklahoma. I have a plan. As governor, I'll be ready to take action and get results on day one.
Todd Lamb's plan. Direct a minimum of 65% of our education dollars to the classroom to improve education and help our kids. Reform our budget process and hold unelected bureaucrats accountable by implementing zero-based budgeting. And work with President Trump to create jobs while diversifying Oklahoma's economy.
I took an oath in the Secret Service to step in the line of fire to protect the president, our republic, and all that America stands for. As governor, I'll fight just as hard to turn Oklahoma around.
Read the details of Todd Lamb's action plan at VoteToddLamb.com. Todd Lamb, a proven pro-life conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb, for governor. Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
Right after the latest Cattle on Feed report, our own Carson Horn had the chance to talk with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver, Colorado. Talked about several things surrounding this cattle market and those latest Cattle on Feed numbers, including the impact of drought here in the Southern Plains.
Well, it definitely shows that we place cattle early, especially out of the Southern Plains, because of drought. And now we are, you know, have more limited supplies. And we'll look ahead on, you know, from this point forward, the drought will start to impact when these calves that are born in 2018 are weaned and what we do with some of our summer grazing programs. So, you know, the drought has had an impact, and we'll see how that shakes out. It can continue to influence the feedlot placements, much like they have in recent months. But we'll have to wait and see.
And Jim Robb also talked with Carson about this recent fall off on cattle prices, especially on our finished cattle.
Well, we've had a pretty strong rundown in slaughter steer and heifer prices in the last two and a half weeks. But most of that adjustment was anticipated, just maybe the rate came a little quicker than we thought. But we've actually marketed more cattle in the last 2 weeks out of feed yards than we anticipated. So there's been incentives to market cattle early. And so I think overall the market is shaping up about as anticipated. The summer lows are still ahead in June and July in terms of fed cattle prices. And calf and yearling prices probably have a little bit more ratcheting down to do depending on what Mother Nature brings in terms of summer dryness conditions, or maybe we get some lucky precipitation.
So I guess just kind of brass tacks here, are we where we need to be right now?
Well, I think we are in some sense. You know, we are adjusting the overall inventory. There's more heifers in the slaughter mix. We look ahead longer term for cow-calf operations and stocker operations, and we see some stronger prices ahead. But, you know, as we look in the second half of this year, probably cattle prices on balance will be slightly below last year's because of the larger inventories and the larger competing inventories of pork, chicken, et cetera. You know, we need to continue to market cattle even though prices will erode here over the next several weeks out of feed yards. And if we continue to do that, we set ourselves up for a nice rebound in fed cattle prices in the fourth quarter or by the fourth quarter of 2018. So we need to keep doing what we're doing on the marketing side and hope that, featuring a beef and the strong movement through the grocery stores and the restaurants, U.S. economy seems primed to do that, but we'll see how the whole marketing chain absorbs what are really going to be several weeks of record large total red meat supplies through most of the summer months.
Cattle market watcher Jim Robb. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 31st on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 15,900 head to be offered, 3,400 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 4,700 weaned calves, 3,500 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.